Hi, my name is Daniel Lynette. I'm a junior here at SDSU, and I'm a biology major. I was originally born in Poway, California, which is actually really 20 minutes up the 15 freeway. After high school, I decided to stay local in San Diego. I've really lived here my whole life, and at the time I wanted to continue at SDSU and stay in San Diego. My parents were alumni here, but I did still move down to the college area in order to get the full college experience. The reason I really stayed in San Diego is that I've always enjoyed what San Diego's offered. There's tons of things to do, and I've always loved being able to be outdoors in the sun at all times of the year. I would hate to have to be stuck inside where it's snowing outside and freezing cold, and you couldn't get out and see the sunshine on an everyday basis. And that's exactly what I can get in San Diego. And I also couldn't imagine living in any place without the ocean. The ocean is almost like a calm to me. I can go there, just get things off my chest, and it's probably just because I have lived in San Diego my entire life, and it's kind of a safe haven for me. Here at SDSU, when I came in freshman year, I was declared a nursing major, but then I was a nursing major for about a year and a half, so three semesters, and then I began working in a hospital. And through that experience, I realized that my true passion has always been to continue on to medical school after college and actually get my MD. I've always loved the whole hospital experience and the medical side of things, and it really just ingrained in my brain once I worked in a hospital and got to experience that sort of thing, and also in completing my classes, that is exactly what I wanted to do. So that made me switch from a nursing major to a biology major to get those goals of going on to medical school. I've been researching medical schools a lot lately. My top choices would definitely have to be Boston University or Georgetown. I've been in Virginia many times and I love it there. And I also want to go back east to try and get a different perspective on things. And I also really want to experience life out there, because I have lived in San Diego my entire life, so I think it would be healthy for me to experience life on the East Coast and see how other people live in different parts of the country. I've enjoyed college ever since my first day as a freshman. All my life, I've enjoyed learning new things, and college is finally a place where I truly feel challenged. So many times my friends will call me crazy for how many hours I spend studying in the library or how dedicated I really am to my schoolwork, but that's exactly what makes me feel satisfied and accomplished at the end of each day. Once I know that I really have tried my hardest at everything that I do and couldn't have possibly tried any harder and studied any harder that day, I really feel accomplished when I go to bed. My parents are paying for my education, so I might as well try my hardest at it. College has also given me a chance to meet some of the most exceptional people I've ever met in my life. I feel that I can learn new things from them, both socially and academically, each semester. Whenever I work in groups in so many of my science classes, it's amazing how much you can learn from other people and collaborating, not only just in one problem that you're working on, but just in where you're going in life or just other people's perspectives on things. And also with a such diverse campus like SDSU, I feel I'm becoming so much more broadened to life outside of the small suburb that I grew up in. It was very secluded, and coming to SDSU has opened up my eyes into many different walks of life and has just made me a better person as a whole. So then switching to my biology major is exactly what brought me to this Physics 180B class. It was never my top choice in a class to take, but I would feel that I was going to try and get as much as I could out of it. It's often said that physics has nothing to do with biology or medicine or anything really that I am focused on going into for the rest of my life. But by taking this class, I feel like it gives you a new perspective on how things work. Because sometimes people tend to get stuck in biological science classes and they never really know or appreciate how so many things in our everyday lives work. And that's truly where physics grabs me, is when you realize the little things that go on in just the most minute portions of our life, but they're so complicated and there's so many things that really do result from physics that we deal with every day in our lives. Even recently in this class, just by learning about circuits, electric forces, and fields, it's amazing how much the world of physics has actually accomplished and knows about. I never really even begun to understand how the electric motor works in my car that I use every day, but this class has given me that new perspective on exactly what's occurring each and every day that I get in my car and drive it. Without a class like physics, you don't understand how the physical side of things work. You can get stuck in the small microorganisms and small parts of life and how the body works. but there's also many other things in our environment that is key to understanding, not just to be a good doctor, be a good physical therapist, or whatever people in this class are going to be, but I feel just as people in the world, and we should just be aware of how things work around us in our environment. Also in the world of medicine, physics would help give a more holistic view of what actually occurs in and outside the body in our environment every day. Who knows, maybe with a better view of physics and a broader view on life, more and more medical technologies and advances can be made. When you have that different perspective of physics rather than just biology or chemistry, there's a third avenue to give you a different perspective and a different view on things that could almost be just a new avenue in a way to discover something new that could benefit millions of people. I've learned about the biological and physiological side of the action potential in my anatomy and biology courses. But just recently, in our chapter on electric forces, it was interesting to see the actual electric and physics theories that were behind the ions moving through the membrane that actually create this potential that's so vital to life, and that I've learned so many different times in so many ways. It was just a new view on how to learn something with the voltages when we used to just learn what it did and why it did it, but not actually how it worked, and I think that's exactly what physics can do. Also, not to mention, physics will be on the MCAT that I will be taking before my entrance into medical school, so it's definitely key to have a good concept and good view on what physics is and how to do it in order to succeed in what exactly I want to do. In this class, Tony is making us do these long and diagramming problems, and that tend to get a little tedious. But then I sat back and thought about it, and life is so much more than just being given a perfect word problem, and you just plug in the numbers and get a perfect answer. So many times, you really have to look at the bigger picture and see exactly what's going on in a given situation. And once you can do that, you can attack it at many different angles, and we can use our comprehensive knowledge to figure something out. And when we're given that problem, and we don't exactly know what to plug in where, we can draw that picture that he teaches us to do and write out what we know and what we can possibly do to try and figure out how to solve a certain problem. Knowing the concepts and theories behind a problem can, in the long run, be much more beneficial to our true understanding and grasp of a concept. So all through this semester, with the countless homeworks, countless mastering physics assignments, and the tests that we'll be taking in this class, I plan to keep telling myself that and truly get all I can out of this class. I'm sure it will benefit me in some sort of way, not just on the MCAT and not just in this one last semester of physics at SDSU, but also throughout my future schooling and everyday life as a whole.